You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music, apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Erk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM from Channel Erk, here's Erk!
G'day everyone, and welcome to episode 80 of Erk FM. Erk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each and every week. Episode 80. Wow. And I've called this episode 80. I like 80. 80 is a good speed. And you'll find out why during the episode. Lots of great, great music on this week's edition of Erk FM. Most of our music was suggested to me by Juice Management and Promotion, and a couple of tracks I selected directly from Airplay Direct. Couple of great interviews coming up, one this week as well. We'll talk more about that and talk about more about some of the artists as well. Don't forget to go to the show notes at erkfm.com. Click on the links, find out more about the artists, and help support the artists that help support Erk FM. If it wasn't for the artists and the agencies and the management groups that allowed me to play the music, I basically would have a talk podcast. Speaking of talk podcasts, don't forget to check out the other shows as well at channelerk.com. Now, the Erk FM studio is located in Western Sydney, Australia. We're about to shoot over to Wellington, New Zealand for this first song from Jack's Collective called Nothing to Me. And I played Jack's Collective rather recently here on Erk FM. Their influences include Jeff Buckley, the Stereophonics, Green Day, Foo Fighters, the Beatles, and a lot more. Jack is from Wales, but he's currently residing in New Zealand with the band. So let's hear Jack's Collective, Nothing to Me, here on Erk FM, episode number 80.
80 is a good speed. I like 80.
Alrighty, that was Eat Yourself Pretty with their song called I Was Born on TV. They're based in Birmingham in the UK, and it's always interesting to find out how bands name themselves. They took their name from the song Eat Yourself Fitter by a legendary Manchester band The Fall, and then they modified that slightly to Eat Yourself Pretty. They have become regular favourites on the Birmingham live scene since forming in early 2009. During this time, Eat Yourself Pretty have arrived at and appeared at the UK's largest free festival called Arts Fest, and they were also featured on Hugh Stephens' show on BBC Radio 1. And so for more information about those particular guys, Eat Yourself Pretty, and all of the other artists that you hear this week on IRC FM, episode number 80.
80 is a good speed. I like 80.
You can go to the show notes at IRCFM.com. So let's continue with this song coming down the pipe and into your ears from The Finest Hour. This song is called Battle Scars. They're from the UK, like so many of our artists are. They debuted in 2007, hopefully and thankfully gaining more friends than enemies. Some of their highlights include support slots for such signed acts as Chris Helm and The Yards, Orphan Boy, Neville Staple, The Bright Lights, The Lights, Mystery Jets, Zane Lowe, and Hartigen. Some of their higher highlights include playing on an ice cream shop roof, terrifying Jimmy Carr, getting lost in Islington, having fans randomly turn up to gigs in such far-flung exotic places like Oldham, getting lost in weeds, oh my god, it's been a long day, getting lost in Leeds, playing an acoustic set to Australian and German people in a travel lodge room at 4 a.m. at King's Cross, getting lost in Yubiki, also getting lost in various other places including London, and doing Halton Stock in 2007, 2008, 2009, and a lot more. They even had wanted posters of their roadie up behind all the bars in Preston, having to convince police that it actually wasn't him that deserted the army, and just someone who looked like him. But they say that cramming 12 people in the budget hotel rooms, making a man with a beard cry, being played on Chorley FM, laughing at a woman who fell over on a train, and a lot more. Some of the funny things that have happened to The Finest Hour. So let's listen to this song called Battle Scars. You're listening to IRC FM.
Bring me glorious defeats. Bring me unknown. Bring me danger. say about you when you're not near. It seals all our sheep. Just another problem solved to keep their life sweet. All the while they laugh and they count their breath. Dare not beat a path, you follow them instead.
Down, put your foot down, put your foot down and go. Put your foot down, put your foot down, put your foot down and go. Put your foot down, put your foot down, put your foot down and go. Put your foot down, put your foot down, put your foot down and go. Go!
I lived inside an illusion. In search of dreams, I learned how to lose them. Looking for answers and reasons. In search of truth in the face of treason. I follow where life would take me. Face the trials sent to break me. Ended up running on empty. Into places I should never be. Like a blind man looking at the sun. Round and round in dreams I'd run. Waiting for something real to come. Like a blind man looking at the sun. Lost my heart in a haze of emotion, deeper than the floors of the ocean. Gave it up for love and devotion, set the wicked wheels in motion. I follow where love would send me, warm flesh to test and tempt me. Felt the pain when they'd forsake me, oh I knew that was how it must be. Like a blind man looking at the sun. Round and round in dreams I'd run. Nothing to gain, nothing to be won. A wasted time looking at the sun. Yeah.
away from the trail of tears. Stand tall, embrace your fear. Forget the dreams you once held dear.
A love of light can be misleading. It's a heavy load to believe in. Reality will leave you grieving. You're the one you've been deceiving. Like a blind man looking at the sun, all alone with the damage done. What a sad sight to become, a blind man looking at the sun. Oh, looking at the sun, looking at the sun, looking at the sun, looking at the sun.
Let's invite. Let's invite Eric. Let's invite Eric to the meeting and let's have an agenda.
In the morning.
I could be so
You're listening to Irk FM, episode number 80.
80's a good tweet. I like 80.
And that song you heard there just then was a rather excellent song called Dancing by the Big I Am. And the slightly heavier song that you heard just before that was called Looking at the Sun by Treason. Treason come to us from the UK. The name Treason has been around since 1988, when John Seaton, the singer with underground thrash act Acropolis, joined the original lineup. They toured extensively around the UK. They've had a couple of breakups, a couple of name changes, but they've got some new people on board now. And again, they're out gigging, playing everywhere in the UK, including many, many excellent venues in places like Islington, Camden, Southend, Hereford, Brighton, Kingston, Hatfield, Wolverhampton, and such well-known London venues as the Bull and Gate, the Purple Turtle, Fiddler's Elbow, and the Bridge House, and many others. And they'll will be touring throughout 2010, so keep an eye on their website if you are in London and nearby in the UK. The song we just heard was called Dancing by the Big I Am, and the Big I Am were formed in early 2009 in Liverpool in the UK. They say that it is hard to pin down their style. It is most certainly acoustic, as it features a guitarro, a tenor ukulele, and a piano. They say that there are two distinct vocalists in the band, but they know that there is no future for a band with Liverpool with two singers. Obviously applying the Beatles there. They say that they are joined by the wonderful Wim Ogenic from Holland, who carries around a full orchestra in the back of a Mini. And so that was the Big I Am. Don't forget, here on Irk FM, we've been doing some interviews as well on Tuesdays. This week's interview is with Rodrigo de Sá, who is the Portuguese podcaster from the Azores Islands, the half-naked Azorean podcaster. He produces, amongst other things, the Cowboy Cantor podcast, and also he's the upcoming host for Insomnia Radio Portugal. And during that interview, you'll hear some Portuguese songs, you'll hear us talking about podcasting, travel, and a lot more. So that is Tuesday's episode of Irk FM, which was episode 89. And coming next week, we feature an interview with Matt Stevens, who is a rather excellent guitarist who has been played on Irk FM before. He was featured last weekend on Judy's Blast FM, and he's a rather excellent guitarist, nice bloke, and a lot of fun to chat to as we hear him talk about the guitar. There's a few blasts from the past there as well, and a lot more. That will be next week, episode number 90. So, of course, if you would like to contact me, you can. There's contact information on the show notes at irkfm.com. Find out more about the artist. Find out about how to submit music to me if you are an artist or a musician. I usually program these shows about a month in advance at least. And so there's a lot of good quality music from all different styles coming down the pipe and into your ears. So we're going to step back a bit. We've been on the harder side, on the rockier side so far. Now we're going to go with this song called Better Late Than Never by New York singer-songwriter Karma Linden, and she comes to us, as I just said, from New York. She's truly uninhibited, and just wait until you hear her voice. The gutsy lyricist catches you with her edgy yet well-trained voice, emotional when necessary to drive home a ballad, and makes you do a double take when you listen to her biting lyrics. A former musical theatre baby, she does all her own harmonies, not only has a wide vocal range, but a diversity of styles to suit many listeners' tastes. Her newest CD, Better Late Than Never, is an upgraded, uplifting follow-up to her first CD, Uninhibited. Depicting the single woman's journey and race against the clock, her music comes alive thanks to the help of her former producer, Paul Snook of Night Owl Studios in New York City, and Kieran Pattius of Cove City Sound Studios. Ranging from rock pop to simple acoustic with an emphasis on the lyrics and the simplicity of the voice, some of these songs have already been licensed to music libraries for film and TV placement. So let's hear a song now from Karma Linden, and the song you're about to hear to wind things back just a bit on episode number 80.
80's a good speed. I like 80.
It's called Better Late Than Never.
What took you so long? You asked me as I stood at your door with this strip down from the rain, and I think I left my lights on again. Really sorry I got delayed. Turn around, I'm so confused. At one point I lost my way. Didn't know what
I am. Off the coast of Nova Scotia, on a remote island, a lonely scientist, a powerful computer, a simple mistake, unleashes a new threat somewhere in the hills of Margaree.
Everyone makes mistakes. Some are small. Some are bigger. My father's mistake, born of an innocent heart fueled by sadness, was the greatest mistake. Some thought the death of his little girl drove him to the point of insanity. Some thought he was trying to be God. But this is not how it happened. He wanted to save me. To give me life. And in doing so, everyone was doomed.
Dead Hunt, a Ken Crawford podcast novel. Visit us online at deadhunt.kencrawford.com.
Lindsay Paulson is serving time in a California women's prison. I never know if I'm going to get stabbed with a shiv or sexually propositioned. If I ever catch you within 5 feet of me or my things, I'll kill you. I can do a lot for you, Lindsay. A lot. She begins having what seem to be dreams.
Last night, I went to sleep and everything was normal.
She leaves her cell in the night and visits another reality called Trey.
I can't explain it, even to myself.
People enslaved by terrifying and hideous creatures.
Do not steal from the Loche.
Is Lindsay really escaping from prison each night?
It's impossible.
Or is she simply losing her mind?
Maybe I'm just going crazy.
Dreaming of Deliverance, a podcast novel by R.E. Chambliss. Listen online at podiobooks.com and rechambliss.com.
You steal, you die.
The best hit music every time you turn us on.
I like it.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk, music variety at Erk FM, blast from the past, ambient noise, and Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts, one location.
Hey, jabroni, know your role and shut your mouth, candy ass.
www.channelerk.com.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If they want hate, if they want to lie, you can say no. If they want pain for another life, peacefully force a change on. We can share a voice. The revolution starts with a choice. We can live in love below and above. But let's do it. Frequencies are talking to me, telling me the waveform starts to rise. climb. Don't be afraid.
80's a good speed. I like 80.
I couldn't help myself falling. Let's go out tonight. I wanna dance with somebody, wanna hold them tight. Myself close to the action. Yeah, the past is history. And the future, well, is just a mystery. Let it be, can't you see? I'm so free tonight. I can't help myself.
That song was called Falling For You, and it's by Rebel Territory. And the song you heard before that was called Saw by Zelinski. And Zelinski come to us from the UK. They were originally formed for a one-off charity concert in London. They are a hard-hitting, groove-orientated rock band. Since their conception in the summer of 2007... the band have been gigging constantly and recording consistently. In the summer of 2009, the band played in the finals of three of the UK's largest unsigned competitions. And in October, they released their first official EP called Actions, Reactions and Misunderstandings that was mastered at the famous Abbey Road Studios in London. And in 2010... they supported Pete Doherty at the Rhythm Factory. Of course, if you want any further information about any of these bands, you can go to the show notes at www.erkfm.com. Click on the links, find out more about the artists, and support the artists that support Erk FM. Of course, there's more to Channel Erk than Erk FM. If you like music, you'll enjoy Judy's Blast FM on Sundays. And that particular show is hosted by my mum, Judy, who is, of course, a part of Channel Erk. And her show is great. Last week, we featured three excellent guitarists in the form of Matt Stevens, Michael Kelsey, and also Australia's own Tommy Emmanuel. And this week, we're featuring another great Australian artist in a Mother's Day special, Craig Morrison. Now, Judy and I were lucky a couple of months ago to go out and see Craig Morrison live in concert. And on Sunday, on Mother's Day, we will be doing exactly the same thing again. And so it's going to be an interesting performance, of course. It's going to be a great day. And it's always fun to listen to Craig Morrison. And it doesn't matter, he's a country artist, but he also does a lot of songs in the style of rock and pop. So he even plays songs that people know. And so you can sing along, you can dance along. He's a very energetic, charismatic type of guy. And you'll hear more about him on Judy's Blast FM, and hopefully soon coming up on IRC FM as an interview, and also play some of his music as well. So we're going to go on with this song by Stone Ticket called Queen of Rock and Roll. Stone Ticket come to us from Sweden. We've featured a lot of UK acts on this particular episode, but these guys are from Sweden. Stone Ticket describe themselves as being somewhere between a rock and a hard place. That's where you find Stone Ticket. Influenced by just about every sound that they have heard, from Howling Wolf to Motorhead, from classic rock to punk, every sound has something to offer. And they say, if you like it, love it, or hate it, feel free to leave any constructive comments. They have a massive amount of influences. And so let's hear Stone Ticket right now, here on episode 80.
80's a good speed. I like 80.
And after this song, I'll tell you more about why Judy's voice has been appearing so much on episode 80.
We'll be right back.
that was Stone Ticket with Queen of Rock and Roll here on episode 80.
80's a good speed. I like 80.
Of IRC FM. And let me tell you now why we've been playing Judy's voice so often and why this particular episode is indeed called I Like 80. 80 is a good speed. And how this started was when I was growing up here in Western Sydney, when I was about 18 months old, Judy went out and brought a large Chrysler Valiant. So it was like a 1970 model. We would have got it in about 1975-76. It was an absolutely solid car. I learnt to drive in it, my uncle learnt to drive in it. It survived numerous accidents. It was mechanically A1 when we sold it, when we consolidated into one car instead of me having one and my mum having one. And it was pretty much in original, it was original condition. We didn't do a lot to it in terms of adding things to it or anything. It was very, very functional. It had a lot of get up and go in it when you needed it to get up and go. It was often used to tow trailers. It could have towed a caravan if we had one. And in the later years, a horse float. And driving, especially driving to and from the horse paddock, back when the speed limit in many areas in the urban areas was 60 kilometres an hour, often Judy found herself on the upper side of what the actual speed limit was. And from time to time, my uncle, especially if he was in the car with us, he'd say, "Come on, slow down, you're a lead foot, you're Jack Brabham, you're a lead foot." And Judy would come out and say, "I'm only doing 80, I like 80, 80 is a good speed." And then when it was coming up to IRC FM episode 80, I thought that's what I had to call this episode. And it's very coincidental that it's coming up to Mother's Day this weekend here in Australia. Judy's having a special Mother's Day show. We're going to the circus and also to Craig Morrison over the weekend. So it's going to be a very interesting weekend as well. And she's presenting a special Mother's Day show. This time last year I was in Michigan in the United States with my adopted American mother, Sherry. But this year I am here in Australia in the studio recording at IRC FM. So what I thought I'd do to finish up is to have a double shot of songs with 80 in the title. And coincidentally, they both happen to be country songs that I'll dedicate to Judy, my mother, my best friend, and sometimes, and quite rightly, my harshest critic. She's been with me since day one, and basically I wouldn't have it anyway. So to finish up, we're going to play a song called I'm an 1880s Cowboy by Jim Reeder. Jim is a singer-songwriter from Alberta in Canada. He has played as an opening act for Kenny Rogers in the past. He first sang in a music festival solo at the age of 6 and started guitar lessons at the age of 9. He lives on a 260-acre ranch in Alberta, Canada, where he raises cattle. And he believes in doing all of his work around the property by horse, even though he can drive a car or ride a motorbike around the property. He seems to think that life is better from the back of a horse, and Judy would probably agree with that, being the horse person that she is. So let's hear Jim, who calls himself a husband, family man, rancher, guitar picker, singer-songwriter, cowboy poet, cowboy history buff, horse nut and cow tolerator, which is funny considering that would be how he made his coin. So here we go, Jim Reeder with 1880s Cowboy, because after all,
80's a good speed. I like 80.
¶¶ at a pretty little thing at a theater show in San Antone. They took a little trip up the Rio Grande up to Colorado, chasing herds through Kansas towns, heading up north, Alberta bound. I'm a cowboy in 1880. $40 a month for 20-hour days is a wrangler's pay, and you don't see a dime till the herd's on time, away down the line. Oh, but I don't care, 'cause way out here, money wouldn't buy an old sow's ear. I'm a cowboy in 1880. Don't need possessions, just give me my horse and tack. Just with a shirt on my back. And nature is my partner, and the open trail my friend. I'm an 1880s cowboy, it don't get any better than that. Well, we don't need much, you see, because, well, a lot of things, they come naturally, and with the job like trail grub. May not be real good, but there's plenty of it. We would rather have a whole lot less, just to work on the land and ride through the grass. I'm a cowboy in 1880. Don't need possessions, just so give me my horse and tack. I don't need nothing fancy, just with a shirt on my back. Nature is my partner, and the open trail my friend. I'm an 1880s cowboy, it don't get any better than that. I'm an 1880s cowboy, it don't get any better than that.
But I'll drink a toast. Here's to old friends and family. Things
things that matter the most. We were teenage boys, driving 20-year-old trucks, drinking 7-year-old whiskey, and pushing our luck. Not a care in the world, just chasing them girls, seeing how hard this world could burn. We were teenage boys, driving 20-year-old trucks, drinking 7-year-old whiskey, and pushing our luck. Not a care in the world, just chasing them girls, seeing how hard this old world could burn.
That was Kevin Deal with that final song dedicated to Judy called 80-Year-Old Trucks. And Kevin Deal is from Texas. He has garnered critical acclaim from performing songwriter The Washington Post, Country Music Magazine, Country Standard Time, No Depression, USA Today, Playboy, ooh la la, and Music Row. He was exposed to a lot of country music by his mother, his father, and his grandfather. And he played in a lot of different places and learned how to play the electric guitar. Played some original songs and some Neil Young and Rolling Stones covers as he was growing up. And after creating a family, Kevin's music was back on. And you can find out a lot more about Kevin by going to the show notes, of course. He calls himself the real deal, authentic Texas music. And Texas is certainly a big, big place, and lots of music coming out of that part of the world. So, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of IRC FM, episode 80. We heard from Jack's Collective, Eat Yourself Pretty, The Finest Hour, Treason, The Big I Am, Karma Linden, Zelensky, Rebel Territory, Stone Ticket, Jim Reader, and Kevin Deal. It's been a long day of podcasting here in the IRC FM studios, but it's all definitely been worth it. One band that I didn't tell you about was Rebel Territory from Derby, Nottingham, Midlands in the UK. Lots of performances coming up in the UK. Check their website for more details. They are a brash Brit rock power trio from the Midlands, featuring a guitarist who might just be the first guitar hero to come out of England for a long, long time. Lifelong mates Lee and James grew up with a diet of Jimi Hendrix, The Who, The Beatles and Oasis. And so they're wowing audiences across the UK and they're getting airplay across the interweb as well, including being awarded Artist of the Week for Hard FM in Spain. And their song Falling For You was named Track of the Week by CISM-FM, a French-Canadian station in Montreal, Canada. Don't forget to go to the show notes for more information about all of the bands. Lots of great music coming up next week. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thanks for listening. And wherever it is that you hear me, across Channel Irk, good night, everyone. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all 5 podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Irk, go to www.channelirk.com.